Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
And then the red one says when.
And then the purple one says why.
And then the furry says that wasn't me in that conversation on Discord.
And then the green one says where. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season 17 of Memes Throughout the Ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2024 now. Mm-hmm. Me and BCA's New Year's resolution. I've been following it, but...
I've been following it. I've been making the jokes appropriately.
I didn't really have much of a resolution.
Well, you see... You see, Super Mega Man 10 didn't actually say any of the... You know, I'm saying it because I'm using it in a conversation. We were saying as a joke on call, Skibbity Toilet, Gyat, Ohio, Riz. Just combinations of all that over and over again. We want to make sure you all know that we don't think that's funny at all.
You know, we just gotta let you guys know.
Yeah, awesome. I need to make sure you all know.
Wow, really? I'm not a toddler? I'm not saying Goo Goo Gaga? Really? Really?
Well, it's season 17, new music, and you know
and
what?
The says when.
You know what? I feel like swearing right now. Do you know why that is?
Well, why is that, RemTJ?
Well, BCA, can you please tell us what our meme is today?
Well, our meme for today is if VizzyPop wrote.
Yeah. So if VizzyPop, well, hold on. First of all,
is it VizzyPop or is it VizzyPop?
It's VizzyPop.
No, it's Vizzy.
It's Vizzy.
Oh my
Pop.
God!
Haluva Boss. You. This is literally Haluva Boss.
I thought it was Vizzy Pop.
Oh, Vizzy Pop's Haluva Boss.
Who names himself Vizzy Pop? That's an awful name. You can't just say that quickly.
Haluva Boss, get it, guys.
Haluva Boss, and so, then the red is where.
So, this. Is BCA's birthday special.
Yeah,
BCA's birthday was yesterday, but I mean, you know, close enough.
Yeah, I'm 15 now.
Yeah.
And so I'm 48 now. That 5-0 is starting to creep up at me like a patrol car. Eminem.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's a reference.
That's from the same song that Bornana.
He's the same age as me, but he's still younger.
Wow, really?
No, oh, am I the oldest?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Huh.
You're gonna die first, Lamau. you're gonna go see Haluva Boss live.
Oh my god, I'm gonna see the red demon guy who says when. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna see Chaos. I get to see
Chaos says when.
I get to see Chaos from Skyline. Oh, and then Chaos says sir. Oh my god.
And then the woman says baking. Been a while since I did that, huh?
Wait, excuse me, what did you just say?
And then the woman says baking.
You can't be saying these things, BCA.
No, it's 2024, I have to start it off right.
No, that's the opposite of starting
start
it off
right.
Alright, well, if Visby Pop...
Then Glumshank says where?
And Glumshank says, sir.
Didn't he say sir?
Well, I was making a joke about how Moxie from the hit show Haluva Boss by Visvy Pop says sir to the red demon guy.
Yeah.
What is his name? Pyromaniac.
Pyro.
What is his name?
Blitzo. But it's not Blitzo, it's Blitz apparently. It's like the Rainbow Six Siege operator! It's like Blitz with the shield. Because she deflects all criticism and doesn't improve her show.
I forgot how weird the main character's name, Blitzo. That's set.
One of the episodes starts off with him singing about someone's Johnson.
Did you just make a Jinxie reference?
Yeah.
In reference to the male genitalia.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's another one for our TikTok there, folks. That's another one right there.
No, it's PG because we use the scientific term.
I use the meme. I use the meme version. It's okay. So, it's okay, guys. I put it on Instagram. It's okay. They're fine.
So if it was written like Haluva Boss, or if it was written by VisVpop, is referring to memes that will take like a video or a part from an episode of a show or a movie and just put a bunch of swears in it
because it's so funny.
Because in Haluva Boss, Morty, aka Haluva Boss, VisVpop is extremely bad at writing dialogue, so she'll just cram a bunch of swear words in hopes that people find that funny.
Do you guys get it? He said the frick word.
And she absolutely, and this is really astonishes me. She doesn't know how to write female characters.
Yeah, even though she's
a female who can't write a female character.
Dog, right? I'm gonna say it right now. Rise of Skywalker had better writing.
I'm a male. I can write male characters.
I'd take Palpatine returned over. I can't even say it because.
How can you not write a character who is the same thing you are?
What, a demon?
No.
That's all she does. If you look at her oldest video, it's another hell video.
That's all she does. Yeah, that really is all she does. She just does stuff about hell.
I brought it up. I remember, like, I was in, like, a Discord server or whatever. And I was like, I think it was only me and Rem know about it. Schizoid.
Ah, Mr. B.
And so, no one else is going to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I brought up this thing. Like, they were talking about Hell of the Boss. God, I sound like an NPC when I say Hell of a Boss. Like, they're talking about Hell of a Boss. And I'm like, yeah, she does literally nothing else but demon hell stuff. It's like she's not being original, like, at all. This is all she's done. And they're like, people when they do it in the same setting, dude, shut up. It's all she's done for 15 years.
It's not in the same setting, it's literally in the same world. Everything she does is in the same world.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
And then the red one says where. It's literally.
And the purple one says why. And the Y one says purple.
And the unfunny joke says.
And then the female character says poorly written.
And then the female.
And then the literally every character says poorly written.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me fix that.
I think I laughed a total of one time.
Yeah. The only time I think we laughed is during the pilot, because that was genuinely well written.
Pilot was fine.
Yeah.
Like when they kill the kid, and he was like actually the one they were trying to kill. That was funny.
Like that. Yes. If only they kept that up for the rest of the show.
And then the red one says, "It's like we're doing a musical."
So
I don't know why you said that. It was a complete throwaway line. It is not a musical. There's maybe a total of like 5 songs, and like what? There's like 20.
They're making Has Been Hotel a musical.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not paying for that.
Well, wait,
we have
Prime.
Oh, no, that's right. We can
watch. We could watch Peak.
I'm not watching that. I'm not watching Has Been Hotel.
Rem, we could watch it.
I'm not watching that.
We could watch it, Rem. No. Murder Drones.
I can't wait for that.
Well, okay, what has better writing, Murder Drones or?
Murder Drones. Because in Murder Drones, they actually have to be creative with the writing and not just spam swear words and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. MG4.
Yeah.
They're like actually not allowed to say so. Not anymore. Oh, because it's good. Daddy YouTube is gonna take away the money.
Now it's just all bite me.
But oh my. Okay, wait, Rum. Okay, me and Rum were playing TF2 yesterday, and as soon as you left the server, someone named Uzi joined. It was a Murder Drones profile picture.
Oh my god.
And I remember I got dominated by someone named N, and I said, I'm not letting someone with an N profile picture dominate. And then I immediately went and killed him, and then emoted and left the game. Emoted taunted.
So, Visvy Pop.
I remember on Halloween night, like, you guys were watching, like, a murder drone thing, when she said, bite me, you laughed so hard. While I was playing Fortnite.
Dude, this is literally me when Bite Me.
So, Visvy Pop's writing is extremely bad.
Yeah.
And people have been making jokes about it for quite some time now, but, like, recently...
If you make fun of, like, Hell of a Boss or Hasbin Hotel in front of someone who likes Visvy Pop, like, you'll actually, like, eaten alive.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to criticize them.
For some reason, like, I don't... Who likes these shows, by the way?
Like, when someone says to me, I don't like sand is a bad line, I agree.
Yeah. Like,
I don't like sand.
Like, there are bad lines in everything that I like. It's different when your entire show is just bad lines.
Yep.
But, you know. Well, BCA...
Hell of a Boss...
Now that we know about Visvy Pop and her absolutely atrocious writing, where did it come from? Where did this joke start? Besides when she created her YouTube channel.
Well, on November 25th, 2023, ex-user MegaChan... Wow.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Already getting off to a great start. Oh, wow, having Chan in your name and posting an edit of the amazing digital shirt. Daring.
What in the world just happened? Well, no, BCA, stop.
Amazing
BCA,
digital
stop, shirt. BCA, stop. You just, like, it was, like, Five Nights at Freddy's. You glitched, and it, like, played, like, that one word you said, like, five times over.
It did?
Yeah.
What did I leave off on?
Before you started saying anything, and my internet just crashed. Hold, okay, now it's back. We're good.
All right. It's anyway, okay. On November 25th, 2023, user MegaChan Revival, and I said, already off to a great start. They've got Chan in their name, and they're posting an amazing digital circus clip. Great. Posted an edit of a amazing digital circus clip, adding more language and sexual jokes into the dialogue.
Guys, the joke is Johnson.
You get it?
Yeah.
You get it? That was funny, right?
See,
the post was removed. Why did it get removed? But re-uploaded by the user on November 27th, garnering over 46,000 likes in 3 days. And it's probably just Kane saying the F word a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Though, let me see if I'm right. let's see if I'm... Oh, I can't watch it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Well, I guess this really was a Haluva Boss.
I guess this really was a bad show.
Guess this really is bad writing.
What are we, some kind of I can't make anything else but Hell Squad? No.
What are we, some sort of...
What are we, some kind of...
Circus?
Okay.
Okay.
What are we, kind of Visvy Pop?
Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
How did this meme spread? Besides, the fact that it's funny, because...
Yep.
She's bad at writing.
Okay. The meme spread over the following days, inspiring new variations. On November 28th, 2023, ex-user Emilio Burrito posted an edit SpongeBob SquarePants video titled SpongeBob If It Was Written by the Hell of a Boss Team, garnering over 9,800 likes.
I have this clip saved on my phone. So SpongeBob runs into the Krusty Krab and he
says, that one is so funny.
Johnson. So epic. If Jinxie was... Jinxie is just a hell of a boss episode.
That's true.
He screams and swears.
On the same day, ex-user Mix Sputtington posted a variation of the meme about the game Ultra Kill. Garnering...
I still don't know what Ultra Kill is.
I've just heard about this game right now for the first time.
890 bytes in 2 days.
It's apparently super popular.
It was also posted to r/ultrakill, garnering over 3,700 upvotes in 2 days.
Also, boo! She put in her meme. I just want to preface this with, I don't think Hell of a Boss is a bad show. Boo! Don't. You made your meme unfunny. Boo.
Just speak your mind. We know it's unfunny.
You don't gotta put a disclaimer before your meme. That just makes it not funny. Then I don't want to laugh. Because I know you. Don't do that. Be funny.
This isn't good meme making.
Later that day, the u/townie27 posted a
user.
Made a post to r/out of the loop asking about the meme.
Like, watch the pilot.
The meme became increasingly popular throughout December with the phrasal template, if it was written by VivZPop, the creator of...
Wait, excuse me, hold on, I'm very sorry. Her name's VivZPop?
Yes.
I thought it was VizVPop. That's way more dumb.
Wait, what's her name?
VivZPop.
Yeah.
I thought it was VizVPop. You know,
because
that
actually...
A lot actually...
of people just call her Viv because they don't feel like saying her name.
That's the most, like, annoying word to say ever. VivZ?
It's like when a bee is in your ear. Viz.
That's so annoying. I would never want to say... I don't want to say that ever again.
The creator of Hell of a Boss becoming more popular. On December 6th, FX user Sugar Collars posted an example of the meme... That gained over 24,000 likes in a day. And that's
it.
It
was a haluva boss.
Guys, I've got to come clean. I'm cleaning out my closet. I used to unironically watch Hell of a Boss. It was like 3 years ago.
Me too. I watched like the first 3 episodes and then was like, do I really even care to just keep going? Like, I don't really care.
I did this thing called maturing. Where I don't laugh at just someone saying the F word.
How dare you? How dare you not laugh at something so hilarious?
Sorry, I don't find someone just saying...
It's so
Frank.
Funny, though. It's so funny, though. It's so
it's
funny.
It's so funny when
get
the
it?
Episode starts out with him singing about someone's Johnson. That's so
and
funny.
Then the red one calls him. And then the owl calls him. The owl guy.
I hate that show.
And then the red one. And then the one red says when. And then
that scene in the pilot, unironically, made me so uncomfortable. I almost just turned off. I almost just turned off my phone.
And then they do Job like Sid, in Bad Batch.
Oh, I just remembered they did Jobs.
Yeah.
You remember when that was the whole point of the show? Make that for one episode?
That genuinely would have made for a good show.
Your whole business, they're assassins.
That would have made for such a good show.
Listen, their whole thing is assassins, and they dropped that after one episode.
Yeah.
Why do they have the book? What are they doing with it? Nothing.
I don't even remember what the book does. It's,
it brings them to a new world. It's like Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, with the...
It's a reference to that, okay.
The repository?
Yeah, that
you
makes
know?
Sense. Yeah, there we go.
You know, faster, see more, like you know?
That See, not that makes sense. That's a
you
reference.
Know? Yeah, that's a reference.
Well...
Pac-Man and the Peak Adventures, that show was actually...
Peak. Yeah, absolutely. So,
I have Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures, the Wii U.
How's
you know?
That?
It's... Yeah...
Yeah.
It's a game.
It's a game. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yep. It's a game.
Well, last night something, let me explain what happened last night. So, last night after working on the game. It'll be out. It's coming out this year. I promise.
Rem's top secret game.
It's coming out this year. Me and BCA are. I'm gonna do game development on my game. BCA is gonna do game development on his Scratch game that he's working on.
I couldn't be asked to learn to do what I'm doing.
So we're gonna do that tomorrow on call. It's gonna be fun.
Like hell of a lot.
And so after I got done doing game development for the night, I was ready to head to bed. And then I was looking at the TikTok BCA sent me. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. I scrolled down and I see a live. And it's the Trolls 3 movie. And it's the beginning of the movie. So yeah. I want to see the beginning of it. So I do that. And I'm like, after I see like the beginning part, I'm like, what if I watched the entire movie? So I sat there with the top half of the screen being Trolls 3, bottom half being Fortnite Chapter 5 gameplay.
I watched
the entire movie.
Rob.
It was such a weird movie.
It was like that one time when Mentorman sent an entire Family Guy episode into the chat. I watched half of it without knowing. I just like put it on and I couldn't stop watching.
I watched the entire movie. I was there from like 12 to like 1:30.
Was it good?
You know, the weird thing is...
Jesus.
The weird thing is that I don't know.
Were you too busy on Fortnite?
It was like good, but bad. But like it was...
Were you too focused on Fortnite?
I watched it in theaters.
God, I feel bad. So
Excuse
bad.
Me, I'm sorry. You watched the movie in theaters?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Brother got opening tickets.
It was good, but it was like so like the writing, what the whole gimmick of the
movie.
Visby Bob. The whole gimmick of the movie was so bad though.
Isn't that the one where
I've always hated the long lost sibling like gimmick. Like they just throw random characters in there, say, oh, it's actually their long lost brother.
Because
that's never been brought up once, ever.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to make a sequel to anything. Just introduce a character, say that their long-lost brother...
Change their hair color.
Yeah. That's literally the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. It was... Listen. It's the best one in the trilogy. They're making four more. It's probably going to be
better than Trolls 1.
I feel like Trolls 1 had some good moments.
It was mid.
In the beginning. It was in the beginning was fine, and then it became... Oh.
They did... I can't say that.
And then...
I almost said a really bad joke.
2 was bad. 3 might have been the best one.
2 was awful.
You know, the movie was fine, you know? If you're gonna...
With my mother, she wanted to see the NSYNC part.
So mid.
That's in the movie for like 5 minutes.
It's literally Surf's Up 2. Wait, no it isn't.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mega Man.
Yeah?
NSYNC was only there for like the last 2 minutes of the movie.
Wait, that was like their entire marketing.
Justin Timberlake said that he wants.
Oh my, it's like the Big Bang event where they marketed Eminem and he was in it for 2 minutes.
Justin Timberlake said that he wants to get One Direction back for the fourth movie. He wants to reunite One Direction.
Why?
I don't know. What a dumb idea.
Get Zayn.
Dude, that would actually be hype, a crossover with Ninjago and Trolls.
What?
That works.
You're just describing Fortnite.
How does that work?
It can.
Do you have a game where Slim Shady can fight Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
That's true. Well, if you're gonna watch Trolls 3, don't pay money for it. Just find it on a TikTok live.
Yeah. How? Though I just realized it's TikTok.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I mean, we have it on Plex.
Yeah, but watching on TikTok with Fortnite Chapter 5 gameplay.
But it's peak, though, because then, like, occasionally, like, you realize that there's Fortnite gameplay, and you're like, wait, what? How did it
start getting boring, you can just go watch the
Well, it certainly was a movie. It was a movie.
Yep.
I remember there being so many, like, lives of just the FNAF movie being streamed
while Fortnite was just
like, the bottom.
Oh, I remember this epidemic of people playing NSFW games on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And no one got banned for it.
Yep. Banned.
I reported one, and then the next thing,
I see another one. I was... Mega Man showed me, he reported one, and then he scrolls down again. First of all, just don't go on TikTok Live. That is actually awful.
Yeah.
TikTok Live, 99% of the time, it's just trying to make people angry. It'll be like, do you support LGBTQ? Who should have won, Trump or Biden? Like, dog. It's the same thing every single time. Anyway.
Well, this really was a BCA birthday special.
Yep.
But we still got the meme games and Criticism Castle. It's like if it was written by Vivzy Pop. Oh, my bad. Vivzy Pop.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you all in Criticism... the meme games. Goodbye.
Birthday special game.
Not caught myself out. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Meme Games, the part show where we play games based on this episode. Episode 4, Rumpty Jim, would you like to go into further depth?
So, the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on, and whoever has the most points by the end of the from these games wins the Meme Games.
Yes.
Wait, we don't need to spin the wheel.
Because
I made a suggestion that on every birthday special, the birthday meme teamer gets to pick the game for today's special.
Put it in a sentence.
Okay.
We're doing put it in a sentence.
Yeah, and that's the first one we'd ever did.
Yeah. It's like a reference.
Morty.
So, this is like when... In George Orwell's book, 1984, he said, thou shall not be... You know, I was going to make, like, a Skibidi Ohio Riz joke, but, like...
Hey, how about you stop talking? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just said it's not funny, so I'd make the joke.
Not quite my tempo.
Yeah, not quite my tempo. Yeah, 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 don't go to sleep.
Are you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. What? Alright, how are we supposed... Okay, actually, this works really well in a sentence.
Yeah.
This meme works pretty well in a sentence, okay. Yeah. Name wheel.
No, I'm picking.
What?
Because it's my birthday. I choose everyone.
Okay.
Alright, all you are going 1,000th, I go first because I'm the birthday boy.
Okay.
Nah. I'm gonna tank and you're not... You're not my dad. Alright. Alright, let me think here. Oh, if Vizzy Pop wrote Epic Mickey 2.
Okay.
And then it's,
And then the
F-word Oswald.
And then the gremlin says, by Jove.
And then the gremlin says, by F, because, you know...
Oh, yeah,
because Vizzy Pop wrote it. By God, Oswald.
I like this one. We're referencing Epic Mickey. We're referencing Peak.
A funny joke.
So who's going next?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. We gotta rate it.
Oh, so it's gonna be like that, huh?
No. I was making a joke.
He's making a joke. Epic Mickey is Peak.
Yeah, that's different. I'm gonna say...
What?
We're rating, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say... I'm in.
Okay.
I'll go Hyman too. Actually, I'll go. I'll go Hyman.
All right. So Hyman. Not quite my tempo, but. Let's have Mega Man go next.
Okay. Okay. If Viv Z Pop written Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Wrote
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I like this one. I'm a big fan of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I met Jeff Kinney 3 times. Because he plays Fortnite, by the way.
Did you ask him if he played Fortnite?
No, I asked his assistant.
Oh.
He has a room dedicated to playing Fortnite. He has this, like, soundproof room where he plays Fortnite.
Why would you ever want that?
Dude, it's awesome.
So how would you...
Dude, he has a TV that has like, a giant cheese thing on it.
So you're telling me Jeff Kinney's cranking 90s while he's not writing...
Yeah.
...books?
Is sick.
How would you make one?
It's good. I'd say high mid.
I'll go high mid.
Okay, that makes me and BC tied.
Yep. We're just all gonna be tied.
I'm the birthday boy. I choose who wins. Oh, yeah, RemTGM. Wow, I just said your full name. That's like calling Jinxie Nicholas. RemTGM. Not quite my tempo.
What if... Hold on. I had something really good.
What if? Bad? Season 1 was good.
Hold on. 1 second. I mean, this...
You can do it.
Hold on. Oh, this is a good one. This is a reference.
All right.
What if Viv Z Pop wrote the meme game score down?
Oh, no. Here's the thing. She wouldn't. Because it would just be the F word.
Yeah.
She'd try to make the meme game score a joke. She'd, like, try to spell, like, the F word, like, using, like, some sort of, like, Morse code Fortnite language, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You get my tempo? That's funny, guys. I'm gonna have to give that a high mid.
I'm gonna say mid.
Don't you goddamn dare. You piece of garbage. I'm going to drown you in your sleep, Super Mega Man 10.
I can't believe you. I will shred this world down. Is that what he said? I don't watch Fortnite. Invincible.
The guy from Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, Omni-Man from Fortnite, you know? The official Invincible account posted a clip of Omni-Man holding Invincible in front of the train.
My God. I was just scrolling on YouTube, and then there was, like, this...
Brother, it's scrolling on YouTube.
Going through YouTube, and I saw a photo of a video... And it was a Diary of a Wimpy Kid drawing.
Oh, yeah, 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 it's Omni-Man.
The kids inside were, like, happy.
Yeah, no, yeah, Rowley solos.
Yeah.
Who wins, Rowley or Omni-Man?
Rowley.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'd win.
Iden would win.
My bad.
Oh, yeah, no, Iden, because I love the part where she holds down her other, you know, mouse button, and then she kills everything.
Yeah.
You know, Iden takes a lot of skill to play.
Yeah.
You know, Iden's annoying in Battlefront and Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Her annoying attack is the same attack from Battlefront.
Well,
in both games.
Isn't this an Iden versus you? I guess this really was a Battlefront.
I guess this
Imagine
really...
We lived in a world where Iden didn't exist.
Dude, I'd cry. Actually, no, I'd be happy. I hate Iden.
I couldn't even imagine a world without Iden versus you.
Me and BCA are
tied. I'm going to drown you bad. In sleep. Sleeping
anyway.
With Mega Man.
Yeah, me and Mega Man get the points for this episode. We'll see you all in the... in the Criticism Castle. In Criticism Castle, goodbye. Welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. Where TGL, would you like to go into further depth? No. What are our reviews for today?
All right, so our reviews for today are, as always, A, B, and you guessed it, C.
I'm going to say B for birthday.
B for birthday.
Yeah.
All right. So B is titled How to Get on an Episode of MTTA.
Oh no.
Step 1. And it entails step 1. Listen to an episode where the meme team says how to contact them. Step 2. Contact them and say you want to be on an episode. Step 3. Give them your contact information. Alternate step 1, join the MTTA Discord server.
Yeah.
Alternate step 2, message RemTGM on Discord and say you want to be on the show. Now, this is an extremely informative review right here.
It's like Steam guides.
Yeah. But you these know? Are actually useful.
Oh yeah, Steam guides are like how to crouch. And it's like press C. And it's like not even the button.
So if you want to be on an episode of MTTA, I swear to God, there we have gotten multiple reviews asking us how to be on an episode of MTTA. I don't think we've made it clear enough. How to get on here?
I don't think we've made it clear enough how to get on to Memes Throughout the Ages. Now, they bring you into this place. It's called the Memes Throughout the Ages Discord.
Okay. Very good. There have been, on one episode, I'm pretty sure it was the last episode, we got two reviews, on our Spotify. It says, I'm just gonna read them right here because I have them in my mind. I don't know what he said. I want to be on a Monday Left Me Broken. Jesus, Monday Left Me Broken episode. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Contact us. The other one was, I love this show so much. I want to be on an episode. Again, contact us.
Yes.
And this isn't the first time. I think there are even people in our Discord server saying, how do I get in an episode? Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're right here.
We're right there.
You don't need to keep asking us, how do we get an episode? Oh my God. Contact us.
Oh my God.
How Minecraft YouTubers must feel after you said, can we get a collab for like the millionth time?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys right now. How to get on an episode. What you are going to do is you are going to either email podcastmtta@gmail.com. Tell us you want to be on an episode and we'll talk from there. We'll figure out your contact information, how to contact you, how to get you on.
What your time zone is, stuff like that.
Yeah. And then if you don't want to do that, you can join the MTTA Discord server, which is in most descriptions of episodes. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find a link there.
Yeah.
Join that and then ask us.
Our DMs are open. Episode. You can DM us, just don't DM us like phishing links.
You can DM us at any time. We always have them open.
Yeah.
And then after that, oh, also, one more step. Do not put your contact information in the public reviews.
Have we had this happen again? That everyone can see. How many times have we had this happen?
Twice. One time, we had... Mole messaged ZBH. They met each other before we met them. Because Mole and ZBH put ZBH put his contact information in. And Mole just messaged him. So I asked Mole... What's his number? Is it in the reviews? And he said, "Yeah, I already have him on my phone." I said, "What? What do you mean you already have him?" And he said, "Oh yeah, let me just add him real quick." What? Stop! Do not put your contact information.
Do not post actual contact information. Because there are reviews.
Like this is like isn't even like there are creepy people.
None of you guys, by the way, we know you're a peak.
There could be. Very low chance, but there could be creepy people.
Yeah.
That will send you bad things. Do not put your contact information in the public comments. These reviews are public.
Or go to our YouTube channel on one of our episodes, leave a comment saying you want to be on there, and we will talk to you from there.
Remember when YouTube messaging existed? I bet you don't.
I actually used that.
You used it?
Yeah.
Oh, but wow.
It was fine. Like, I don't...
Roblox messaging.
Awful. The worst messaging ever.
It's actually so bad.
It is horrendous.
It's just meant for, like, sending play this game. That's all I read for.
Alright, well...
Anyway, hopefully... another friend is done getting extremely mad over posting people.
Do you want to put your info?
Is that... everything about how to get on.
Yes, that is. And this review was by one of our most beloved fans and guests of the podcast, Dust Sands 10. Someone who has been on the podcast, by the way, and who got on by not putting their information in the reviews. Do not do that, please.
All right.
Thank you, Dust. Thank you for the 5-star review.
Thank you so much, DustSands10, for the 5-star review. If you want to be on Criticism Cast next time, make sure you leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear your criticism, like name implies. Wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday, BCA.
Happy birthday, BCA.
Yep. You know, I know, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, we'll see you all in the next episode. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye! 2024 is gonna be awful.
It might be good.